चन्दांशनर्थस्य शिरो विनक्ति तमस्काय भक्स्नेहकला द्विजानि असौजरोन्मादपरीशमाया दुरात्तसर्गो यदपाङ्गमोक्षः चन्दांसि विवेक हिम्स अनन्तस्य of the Supreme Shiraha, the cerebral passage, Vinanti, they say, Damstraha, the jaws of teeth, Yamaha, Yomaraj, the director of sinners, Sneha Kalaha, the art of affection, Dvijani, the set of teeth, Hasaha, smile, Jana Udmada Kori, the most alluring. Cha, also, Maya, illusory energy, Duranta, insurpassable, Saraga, the material creation, Yat Apamba, whose glance, Moksha, casting over. Translation in purport by the Nine Grace Srila Prabhupada. They say that the Vedic hymns are the cerebral passage of the Lord, and his jaws of teeth are Yama, God of death, who punishes the sinners. The art of affection is his set of teeth, and the most alluring, illusory, material energy is his smile. This great ocean of material creation is but the casting of his glance over us. Anubhav, we kehte hain कि वैदिक स्तोत्र भगवान के मस्तक है और मृत्यु का देवता तथा पापियों को दंड देने वाला योम उनकी धारी है। स्नेह की कला ही उनके जान है और सर्वाधिक मोहनी माया ही उनकी मुस्कान है। One more sentence. Yeh Bhautik Srishti Rupi Mahan Sagar Unki Chitvon Swarup Hai. Okay. Purport. According to Vedic assertion, this material creation is the result of the Lord's casting a glance over the material energy, which is described herein as the most alluring, illusory energy. The conditioned souls who are allured by such materialism should know that the material temporary creation is simply an imitation of the reality, and that those who are captivated by such alluring glances of the Lord are put under the direction of the controller of sinners called Yomaraj. The Lord smiles affectionately, displaying his teeth. The intelligent person who can grasp these truths about the Lord becomes a soul fully surrendered unto him. Vedo ke anusar, ye bhautik srishti बहुजन शक्ति पर भगवान के दृष्टिपात का प्रतिफल है, जिससे यह पर अत्यंत मोहनी माया के रूप में बताया गया है। ऐसे बुद्ध जी जो ऐसी बाह्यता के द्वारा आकृष्ट होते हैं, उन्हें जाने लेना चाहिए, जान लेना चाहिए कि बाह्यता नश्वर सृष्टि वास्तविकता का अनुकरण मात्र है। और जो लोग भगवान की ऐसी आकर्षक चितवन से मोहित हैं, वे पापियों के नियंत्रक यमराज के नियंत्रण में रख दिया जाते हैं। भगवान जब स्नेह से हंसते हैं तो उनके दांत दिखते हैं। जो बुद्धिमान व्यक्ति भगवान के विषय में इस सच्चाई को ग्रहण करता है, वो उसका शरणागत हो जाता है। This is at the beginning of Shukadeva's instructions. He's only begun in this chapter to speak. One of the first things he wants to talk about is how to meditate on the universal body of God. Because this is a relatively easy way to meditate on God. Even people whose minds have been distracted very much for a long time by material things, they can think of God in terms of His creation. Just like Krishna says in the Gita, Rasoham apsukoteya prabhasmi sashashi suryayo. I am the taste of water, and I am the radiant light of the sun and the moon. This means, Baba said, even the sharabi, when he's drinking his wine, his whiskey, he can think, Krishna said in the Gita, he is the taste of the water. So the taste of my whiskey, that is Krishna. I have been told that in the Western universities, among the professors of Indology, the biggest cause of death is cirrhosis of the liver. Among the professors of Sanskrit in the Western countries, the main reason why they usually die is because they get cirrhosis, with liver disease from being alcoholics, from being sharabi.
Sanskrit professor.
Yes, Sanskrit. A Sanskrit professor told me this in the University of California. So these men, professors, they have studied Shastras for many years. They've dedicated their life to studying Sanskrit Shastras. But they're also Sharabi. Maybe there's something wrong in the way they study. Because, as Prabhupada tells us in this purport, if you actually understand Krishna and how he controls his energies, you will become Sharanagata. You will take shelter of Krishna and stop drinking the sharab. So maybe these professors, their understanding of the shastras they're reading is imperfect.
Mm-hmm.
Vimasharabi is thinking, oh yes, Krishna said, I am the taste of water. He must also be the taste of my whiskey. Then he's meditating on God. This is meditation on the universal form. Krishna is the taste of my sharab. This is the beginning of God realization, even for the degraded man in the tamavus. This is the level on which Shukadeva begins his teaching. Start with the lowest level. It doesn't mean that the advanced students, the purified bhaktas, who have a clean heart and don't drink sharab, that they should do the same meditation. It doesn't mean that. Later Shukadeva Goswami, he will speak half a chapter about meditating on the universal form. Not a very long discussion. And he, Parikshit did not say anything in response. There's no question or comment by Parikshit. But Shukadeva did decide to change the topic. Okay, I can see from your face you're not very satisfied with that. Let me tell you instead how to meditate on the Paramatma in your heart. He talks about the Paramatma for a few chapters. And then, later on, he talks more about Krishna's leelas and his avatars. Shukadeva, throughout the rest of the cantos of the Bhagavatam, will speak about many, over 30, in detail, 30 different avatars of Lord Vishnu. This is the meditation that we should be really interested in. In the personal, ecstatic activities of the Supreme Person and his loving dealings with his devotees. And then when he gets to the Dashama Skanda, the 10th canto, he speaks very elaborately about the leelas of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. About his leelas in Raja, and then in Mathura and Dwarka. For that, he spends 90 chapters of the 10th canto, and then part of the 11th canto also. So that is the meditation that Shukadeva is promoting the most. This is what we should become interested in. The loving dealings of Krishna and his devotees in his transcendental abodes. But for those who are not ready to be attracted and seriously interested in these topics, Shukadeva is presenting some preliminary methods. Even the materialists can find the meditation on the Virati a useful way to connect their minds to God. But we should understand it correctly. When it says that the sun and when it says here that the Yamaraj is the teeth of the Supreme Lord, or that the sun, the shine of the sun and the moon, that Krishna is the shine of the sun and the moon, that Krishna is the taste of water. It doesn't mean that God is only material things, that God has no separate spiritual existence. The creation of this world comes from the Supreme Person, but He is more than that. To understand the creation is a way to begin to understand the Creator, but it is not complete. You do not understand everything about the Creator only by understanding His creation. But the important thing is, now we're not thinking about Krishna at all. We should begin thinking about Krishna in some way. If we can increase our Krishna consciousness from 0% to 1%, that is a great improvement. Rupa Goswami says, Tasmat, I'm sorry, Narada Muni says, Tasmat kenapi payena, mana Krishna nivishayet. By whatever means is practical, fix your mind on Krishna. Or the same idea spoken by Sutta Goswami in the beginning of the Bhagavatam. Savai punsam varo dharmo yato bhaktir adhokshate ahoy sukhyapati hata yayatma sukhasirati. This is the highest use of this human life to fulfill its potential. Yes, we should aim for pure devotion to God. I may be doing some business with you. You're coming to my dukan, and I am selling you something. And you're coming regularly because you like my products, and my price is good. And the customer and the salesman, they have a friendly relationship. But if I, the Dukanwadar, were to tell you, the customer, that my life belongs to you, I am fully devoted only to you, that would be a lie. That's what devotion is supposed to be. That is what bhakti is supposed to be. Full dedication. My life belongs only to you. I may tell my life belongs only to you, I am fully devoted to you, but am I telling it honestly? I may tell my wife that, I may tell to my wife that thing. All is fair in love and war. You can lie to someone when you want to, they can think you love them. But it's not honest. If you say, I am fully dedicated only to you, and you don't mean it, that is deception. But what we are supposed to make the goal of our life is to become fully sold out, surrendered devotees who have dedicated their whole lives only to Bhagavan. You cannot fool him. He's not just some, Pesewala, who's doing business with you. He's not just some, person that you can cheat and flatter. You don't try to cheat and just flatter God. You have to be honest with him. When you tell him, I am your devotee, my life belongs to you, you better mean it. You had better mean it. You should mean it, because he will take it. You say, you take my life, he say, okay, I'm taking it. He doesn't fool around.
I'm sorry. If you tell God, I'm giving my whole life to you, you should mean that that is what you're saying. You should not tell it as a lie.
Yeah. Krishna is Hari. He's ready to take everything. You say, please take everything. He'll take it.
Hare Krishna Jai, Shri Radha Partha Sarati, Lalachandra Shaka Devi Ki Jai, Shri Gaurani Tai Ki Jai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki.
He's responding to this. Ready to take everything.
Oh, now he's taking everything. Don't look. They'll steal everything from you. Nothing, Krishna. Don't look at that
boy.
Some people say, don't go near, don't go to this Krishna Mandir. This Krishna is a thief. He'll take everything away from you. Some people say that. But with our acharyas, our devotees are saying, go to Krishna, give him everything, but don't fool with him. Don't be honest with him. Say you're going to give everything and give it. Or not ready to give everything. I can only give this, I have to keep this for a while. Maybe after 50 years I'll give the rest of it. Be honest. Tell Krishna that. Don't be a liar dealing with Krishna or with your guru. So, Sutta is telling us, this is the ultimate, complete fulfillment of the responsibility of human life. Sutta, yeah. That you can give your everything to Krishna. Bhakti, which means devoting yourself completely. And not just bhakti to anybody or anything. The proper use of the word bhakti is only in relationship to the Supreme Lord. Bhakti at Oksajay, to the transcendental personality of Godhead. You may talk about bhakti to some other devata, but that is avidipurvaka. Irregular, not the real, not the proper thing. You may purchase something and agree not to take a receipt and he doesn't charge sales tax, but that's irregular. It's actually illegal. You go to this, you purchase something and you make an agreement. I won't take a receipt. You won't charge the sales tax, and then it'll be cheaper. But that's illegal. Yeah. It's irregular. If nobody pays any sales tax, the government will have no money to fix the roads, and you'll have to drive in potholes. At least the government is supposed to use the taxes for services. Maybe they don't, but they're supposed to. The government is supposed to use the money in tax to do services, to build roads and schools. Maybe they don't do that, but they're supposed to. So this service, devotion must be to Bhagavan. Devotion to a demigod is irregular. What is Viga, devotion to a thing? Deshbhakti. There is no such thing in any shastra, Deshbhakti. The Sanskrit language, the original Sanskrit language doesn't have such a term. Bhakti is for Bhagavan, not for Desha. You can be faithful to your family and to your country, but it is not bhakti, it is material business. If you identify that this bag of bones and blood is me, then you're a fool. And you think, these are my people, my family, my wife and children. They are my people. And everybody else is stranger. Then you're more Boma Ijiti. And if you think some earth, piece of the earth, is your object of worship, and this piece of cloth, the flag, is your object of worship, then you're triple fool. This is the opinion of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So eva gokaraha, he is a donkey or an ass. Goda. Bull. I'm sorry, yeah, bull. Ox, you know, banks, or gada. They're nice animals, they don't do any harm, but they are stupid. In Draja, nobody wants to keep cows anymore. Everyone is keeping pigs. Because the cows are very temperamental. They have personalities. They keep pigs.
Bench.
Not cow.
Bench.
Buffalo.
Why they don't keep cows?
Because the cow has a temperament, has a personality. You have to be nice to the cow, otherwise she'll kick you when you try to milk her. Yes. The buffalo is stupid, so he's easier to control.
Control.
So Saiva Gokara, someone who thinks that this body is his self, this family is his people, and this land is his object of worship, Deshbhakti, he is such an ass, or such a bull, stupid bull, ox, bear. But Jiva Goswami, in his Karma Sandarbha, explains an even better understanding of Gokaraha. Kara is gada, donkey. But there are different classes of donkeys. The donkey who belongs to the dhobi, he is high class. Because he doesn't work all day. He had, the clothes have to be picked up and brought back, once each day. He sits and he relaxes the rest of the time, the donkeys. And the clothes are not very heavy. But there's another donkey. His job is to carry the chada for the cows. And he has to do it all day, back and forth. So Jiva Goswami explains, this is Gokarana, the donkey who works for the cows. This is the most stupid. And somebody who thinks that his land is the object of his worship, and that's the exclusive object of his worship, he's such an ass. So Sutta Goswami is saying, place your devotion instead in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sutta is also Sutta. And you must do the proper kind of devotion. Ahoituki and apati pata. Ahoituki means don't have any motive. Don't just tell God you love him because you want to take something from him. That is doing business, that's not devotion. Nasa bhakta sabai manik. That is the judgment of Prahlad. The person who goes to God to take some profit from God and give some offering and I'll get something more in return, that's doing material business. He's not a devotee, he's a merchant. Sutta Goswami says, no. If you want to do real, if you want to give real devotion, it must be without selfish motivation. And apatiyata, uninterrupted. We install the murti of Krishna in the mandir. You may install murti in your house. You promise Krishna, I am going to worship you every day. You must do it every day. Don't promise Krishna you'll make great offering, grand offering that you cannot make. You can make once or twice and then you stop. Promise to do what you can do and do it every day. And most importantly, we take our vow to chant Krishna's names. Harinam. You may be very enthusiastic. You want to become Haridas Thakur in 2 weeks. He only chanted 3 lakhs. I'll chant 7 lakhs every day. If I mumble very fast and skip over a few beats, I can do 7 lakhs. But that's not... This is foolishness, because your enthusiasm won't last. After a few days, you won't be chanting so many lakhs. You'll be lucky if you chant a few rounds. Better in the beginning. Promise Krishna you'll chant 1 round, 2 rounds, and do it every day. And gradually build up steadily. Because the important thing is is to win Krishna's trust. This is personal. In developing a relationship with God, you have to show him you can trust, he can trust you, and you have to learn how to trust him. And if you chant 50 rounds one day and no rounds the next day, Krishna thinks, I can't trust this person. He makes big promises and then he doesn't deliver.
One day 50, no.
One day 50 and the next day none.
50, 50, 50.
So we have to be steady. Our devotion must be apratiyata. Even if we only give a little, we should give it regularly and steadily. Yayatma supersedati. By that process, you can step by step become fully satisfied and happy. So step by step. Shukadeva is presenting to Parikshit the first step that someone can take. Even if you're a materialist, you can meditate on the creation as the representation form of God. This is an authorized process. If someone wants to try it, he can. To meditate on the Viratmita. Or, if you're not very attracted by that, you can chant Hare Krishna. You get this better result, quicker. You can come in contact with Bhagavan with all his leelas and all his devotees if you chant his names. The founder of our Hare Krishna movement, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is promoting this method, Harinam Sankirtan. In the modern age, Kali Yuga, this is the only really practical method of God realization. Yayatma supersedati. Whatever Yato Bhakti today, whatever method will practically lead you to developing love of God, do that. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees are telling us the practical thing in the modern situation is simply chant God's names. All misgivings will be washed away. All bad conditioning, bad attitudes, bad behavior will stop if you become absorbed in Harinam Sankirtan. And you will experience complete happiness and satisfaction. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Any questions or comments?
Yes, ma'am. We have studied in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that one should be surrendered to Krishna as a sold animal. He doesn't have any other choice but to totally surrender. But then sometimes it's understood that this is an ashantras or something. But this is also a very clear surrender and to Krishna.
I don't remember, I'm sorry, I don't remember where that statement was made. I remember the statement, I don't remember the context. It's when he's discussing Shantaras.
I'm saying this, surrender just like a sold animal. Is it a good way of...
No, it is good. It is not only my understanding. That should be the attitude of every devotee, especially in the beginning. Not only if you're going to become a neutral Shantaras bhakta, all the bhaktas should think that I am simply Krishna's property. What does this mean? This is slaves or dog's collar. The dog wears a collar because he has an owner. Krishna is our malik and we are Krishna's kukura, dog. We're wearing this collar, therefore.
Is it passive contract?
Yes?
Passive contract. Passive? You said passive.
Yeah, neutral.
Neutral. Neutral contract.
Yes.
तो वही बता रहे हैं यहाँ की बात करना सत्य है कि हमारे को समझते हैं कि हम कृष्ण की संपत्ति हैं और जो हमारे प्रति माला यदि हम किसी प्रकार से संपत्ति के गले में बैठ होता है तो उसको पता होता है कि मेरा मालिक है बैठ से हमारे गले में प्रति माला है इससे हमारी चेतना में ये बात आती है कि हम कृष्ण के जो है संपत्ति हैं
सो दिस इज माय अंडरस्टैंडिंग Nothing to compare with the understanding of Srila Rupa Goswami. I just don't remember exactly what he said. I have to tell just what I remember, what I know. Is that this is a quality of dasya, servitude, to think that you are Krishna's property. He is the malik and I am simply the sevaka. That is dasya rasa especially. But all the relationships, the higher relationships are all based on dasya. Dasya is the basic quality, yes.
In dasya rasa, sandra rasa included.
Yes.
Included.
Yes. Or they're based on. Just like you may want to make many different preparations. Sabji, dal, rice. Many preparations. You'll make first masala, right? And you'll take the ghee and put some, mustard seed and mirch and fry it up. No matter what you're going to cook, you make that chunk first. So this is the basic ingredient. Basic sauce, and then you add a different subject or a different something to make a different thing. So all the rasas are based on the basic ingredient of dasya. Yes. All the, except for the shanta, all the higher rasas are based on shanta. So I understand that thinking that you belong to, that you are Krishna's sold out pashu is the basic idea of being a servant. Lord Mahadev is called Pashupati, but the names of the devatas are all originally names of Krishna. Krishna is the original Pashupati, and we are his pashus, domestic animals.
Yeah.
The wild animals of the forest are called Mriga. The animals of the village that are kept with the human by the human beings are called Pashu. So we are Krishna's Pashu. He is the visual Pashupati.
What substance is God's body there?
Ah.
Okay, you want to translate?
So, you have to say, Bhagavan, Krishna Goswami is not going to have that.
No, Krishna's body is manifesting all three of those kinds of energy, Sat, Chit, and Ananda. The chit energy is manifested by Lord Vasudev Narayana, the energy of consciousness. The energy of physical creation is Santini Shakti, is manifest by Lord Baladev, and then his expansion Sankarsana.
Physical, material, not material.
No, physical, even spiritual physical. Like the manifestation of Krishna's body and Krishna's residence is Dham, and the whole spiritual world and the material world, that is the manifestation of his creative energy that builds and makes things. Sandini is Baladev. And the bodies, his body and the bodies of his devotees. And then the Kladini Shakti is the energy of ecstasy, of happiness. All three of these energies combine to make Krishna's body. And even us, tiny jivas, our original form is also the same Satchidananda. A small part of it. Srinvandu aye omitasya putra aye dama nidhivyani tastugu. That is the Atharva Veda. O sons of immortality, listen! You used to be together with God in his eternal abode enjoying with him. You are also Satchidananda. You are the son, the Amritasya Putra, son of the immortal.
Yes? Atharva Veda, yes.
The Atmaja, son, his body is produced from the bodies of his mother and father. Maybe the soul was put there by God, but the father and mother have created the body from their body. So we are the sons of God because our bodies, our spiritual bodies, are direct expansions of his complete spiritual body. Our proper life, our healthy, natural life, is to be tuned into these spiritual energies, not to the dull material energies. If you can realize your identity as Satchidananda and act as Satchidananda, not only theoretically, but act on that level, then you fulfill the purpose of your life, otherwise your life is a waste. Okay, we should stop here. Thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.